Hello, I'm Neil Ball, your internet marketing coach and personal development coach from www.workwithneilball.com. I'm going to talk about the annual ritual of setting New Year's resolutions and why most people fail to achieve their goals or their resolutions. I'm also going to talk about what the best strategy is to achieve your goals. Presumably, you're interested in some way in changing something in your life right now. Also, the chances are you've made many previous New Year's resolutions and failed to make any or many of them happen. It's also probably the case that most of the people that you know go through the same ritual every year and create resolutions and end up breaking them at some point in the new year. So you're wondering, what is it you have to do to make your goals turn into reality this time? The first thing that you need to do is open your mind and stay with me to the end. After all, you don't know what you don't know, and I have some ideas that may make your resolutions that you're about to make actually happen. So you owe it to yourself to understand what you and most people are doing wrong year after year. I'm going to give you a simple way of setting your goals, and I'm also going to provide you with a strategy for making them happen. At the same time, I'm going to explain where most people go wrong, which is important to understand so that you don't fall into the same traps. So the first test for you is, how serious are you about making your New Year resolutions happen? Do you want it, or do you want them enough to make it to the end of what I have to say? The chances are, if you can't make the commitment to make it to the end of this, then you'll also fail to fulfill your New Year's resolution goals. Don't allow yourself to say what can be some of the most dangerous words, "I already know that," because the chances are that this is the reason that you keep failing to make whatever it is you want happen. I love to help people to reach their potential in life. It's so rewarding to see people have a dream and learn how to achieve it and make it a reality. Every year I see people make New Year's resolutions, and the majority of them fail in some way or other. Because of that, I thought I would provide some advice on achieving the goals that you want and deserve. And if you apply this information, it'll result in you outpacing your friends and probably achieving those goals. In order to achieve that, it's important that you understand everything in this presentation. Whether you're willing to do that will be a good indicator of whether you're serious about your resolutions. So what are New Year's resolutions? A New Year's resolution is a personal commitment that you make to yourself to make a lifestyle alteration, or to change a bad habit, or to improve, or to achieve, or to do, or to complete something that is seen as beneficial by you. The new year creates the motivation for many people, and it's a great time for you to make a change in your life that you've been meaning to make for some time. Every year between Christmas and New Year, people will start making promises to themselves, which become New Year's resolutions, to change something in their lives in some way or other in the new year ahead. It's a time when you commit to making the new year better than last year and achieving your every dream. Shortly after the calendar begins, the new year, millions of people around the globe will begin to pursue their New Year's resolutions. Maybe this year you want to lose weight. Or maybe you want to eat healthier. Or maybe you want to quit smoking. Or maybe you want to move to another house. Or maybe you want to change your job. Or maybe you want to change your career. Or maybe you want to spend more time with your family. Or maybe you want to get out of debt. Or maybe you want to become an entrepreneur and achieve your dreams. Or maybe you have some other dream. Simply setting a goal raises your chances of achieving it. The truth is that the majority of these resolutions will fail to be accomplished or fail to be maintained within weeks or months of the start of the new year, because people make only vague wishes, and also they forget how hard they have to work to make them a reality, and as they hit bumps in the road, they get thrown off their stride. Typically, according to the Examiner, the most popular New Year resolution types are self-improvement or education types of commitments, which is the biggest commitment by people at 47%. Then it is weight-related goals at 38%, money-related commitments at 34%, and relationship resolutions at 31%. These numbers add up to more than 100% because some people make more than one New Year's resolution. If you're interested in self-improvement and improving your life so that you can spend more time with the people that you want to spend time with, doing the things that you want to do, when you want to do them, then I have some personal development training and a money-making opportunity at the end of this presentation. If this doesn't interest you, then what I have to say about New Year's resolutions still applies to all areas of your life. Do you remember your last New Year's resolution? Did you achieve it? If you didn't, then you're in the majority of people. It seems that failing to achieve New Year's resolutions is almost as common as setting them each year. How often have you set the same goals year after year and failed to achieve them? Are you frustrated by your lack of success and financial freedom in your life and not living to your potential? Have you ever wondered why people who don't seem as smart as you have accomplished much more than you have? Many people make self-improvement commitments to themselves at the beginning of each new year. According to the Examiner, only 50% of people set themselves New Year resolutions each year. In some other research done by the University of Scranton, they found that only 8% of people achieve New Year resolution goals. What's even more worrying is that most people don't make any other goal commitments throughout the rest of the year to achieve their dreams and goals, so they stay as they are, never knowing what could have been. Without goals in your life, you don't have a sense of where you'd like to be or what you'd like to be doing differently. This will probably mean that you'll feel a sense of being lost or stagnant, staying still instead of moving forward and striving for better. So are you one of the 8% who do succeed in accomplishing their New Year's resolutions? Or are you in the 92% of people who fail to achieve their goals and you want to make history rather than repeat it and fail to accomplish your New Year resolutions yet again? Your New Year's resolutions should not be impossible dreams, but well thought out and achievable goals. The object of the game is to accomplish the goals set, and yet the majority of people fail. By thinking your resolutions through and planning how you're going to accomplish them, you can achieve them. Just resolving is not enough to achieve success. You also need an action plan. In essence, you need to have clear goals and then take daily actions. There are some simple steps that you can take to make sure that you achieve your goals and you avoid getting off track again this time. Shortly, I'll help you with a simple formula that will help you to achieve your goals this time. It will cover how to properly make your goals and plan to achieve that goal and take action and the ongoing motivation to make sure that you keep going towards your goal and what to do when you achieve your goals. So what happens to most people's New Year's resolutions? The majority of people have an idea that they want to improve their life in some way, and they'll make half-hearted attempts at New Year's resolutions. Initially, these people will set themselves goals with the intention of achieving them. Often they'll become excited about how achieving these goals will improve their lives in some way. Over the first few weeks and months of the new year, most people realise that they're not making any progress, or they're not making as much progress as they'd like towards the goals that they've set themselves, and they abandon them when they hit the first difficulty. Other people will start moving towards their commitment and then just give up on them because they can't be bothered. And other people will make the commitments and then never act upon them at all. Some people will have abandoned their New Year resolutions by the end of January, and after 6 months from the setting of New Year's resolutions, over 50% of people will have given up on at least one of their New Year's resolutions. A minority of people will be more determined and prepared to make a commitment to making this year different so they achieve the changes and the success in their lives that they want. So why do most people fail at keeping New Year's resolutions? Most people will set New Year resolution goals that are superficial and aren't meaningful or specific. People will say something vague and uninspiring like lose weight or get fit or make more money or decrease debt. All too often, people will confuse goals with wishes, dreams or desires. There's a technique and a skill to setting goals with the right knowledge that needs to be followed. Because the majority of people don't have the right information on how to set goals, they set themselves up to fail to reach their goals. The goals that folks make are often spontaneous wishes, dreams, or desires, and they think that that is enough to ensure they achieve them, but it isn't. Setting the goal is only the first step, and without a properly thought out plan, it's unlikely that the person will succeed. People will fail to plan the New Year's resolutions, and because they fail to plan, they inadvertently plan to fail. The planning needs consideration and organisation of the required activities, without which you'll almost certainly fail. Obviously, the first step in making a change in your life is to decide what you want and to make a decision to make that change. Quite often, people will make New Year's resolutions that are not realistic. Someone who is overweight may say that they want to lose an amount of weight in 2 months that is virtually impossible to achieve. This will often come about because they don't know much about what they want to achieve, i.e. losing weight, and as a result of that, they set themselves an unachievable target. So whilst the setting of the goal is commendable, they also set themselves up to fail because the goal is impossible to achieve. So the result is that the big expectations result in even bigger disappointment because people are often intolerant when it comes to lack of progress or setbacks in achieving their goals. These can disengage their motivation and cause them to give up. Another common reason for resolutions or goals failing is that people will forget that they're not just trying to accomplish something that is new. They're often trying to eliminate an old habit at the same time. Maybe you've committed to a personal development program or internet marketing training, which requires 2 hours a day in your personal time. This may require you to stop wasting time watching TV or being on Facebook or Skype chatting with your friends, or quitting before you've done your 2 hours to do something else. Initially, the inspiration and the excitement of pursuing your new goal may make it look easy to do and for all your wasted time habits to disappear. In the short term, they may disappear because of the initial inspiration and excitement. But as that initial surge of enthusiasm wears off and the reality of doing what is needed to achieve your goal dawns, you may have to ensure that the bad habits don't distract you and make you fail. Often people may also have a lack of support or scrutiny from other people. Very often people will make New Year's resolutions to themselves and not tell other people about their intentions. Other people will set themselves goals that aren't really for them in the first place. Maybe they're trying to satisfy someone else's expectations of them. Unless your New Year's resolution is something that you actually want, it is likely that you'll not achieve it if you lack desire. Very often, people will fail to stick to their own resolutions and they'll blame their own lack of willpower. Research has shown that you'll perform as well as your own belief about the amount of willpower that you have. So if you don't think you have much willpower, then you'll probably fail. And if you do think you have a lot of willpower, then you'll probably succeed. The truth is that you have as much willpower as you think you have. There's a great quote by Henry Ford that says, if you think you can do a thing, or if you think you can't do a thing, you're right. So by saying that you have a lack of willpower, your journey towards self-improvement will be a self-fulfilling prophecy and you will fail. Therefore, it's a good idea to start telling yourself that you have a lot of willpower and you'll start to succeed more. Some people will actually forget that they made a resolution at all because they didn't write them down and put them somewhere that they'll see every day to keep them on track. And once they carry on with their lives in the new year and they're hit with life's problems, they forget all about them. I'm now going to talk about deciding what you want. Very often, many people will set too many goals. They may sit down and think about what they want to accomplish in the coming year, or what bad habits they want to stop, and lots of ideas come to mind. This may seem like a good thing, but when you try to accomplish too much, your mind will lack focus, and the result will probably be that you accomplish very little, if any, of your resolutions. What you need to do when making New Year's resolutions is to make a list of the things that you want to achieve and prioritise them and sort them into order. Then you need to look at the sorted list and ask yourself, which ones can you realistically achieve and which will make the most impact in your life? Maybe it's your relationship. Maybe it's weight loss. Maybe it's your finance. Maybe it's your career. Maybe it's becoming an entrepreneur. Then you need to be honest with yourself and pick the main and most important prioritized goals in your list that will have the most impact in your life. You don't need to set all of the goals at once. You're more likely to achieve a goal if you focus your effort and your energy on a small list or the most important goals in your list. Remember, the more goals that you have mean that you have to divide your focus and energy, and the more likely it will be that you'll fail. The start of a new year is not the only time that you can set goals and commitments. You should first achieve the most important ones, and then as those are accomplished, you can commit to achieving other goals on your list. Now that you understand why many people fail to achieve their New Year's resolutions, I'm now going to talk about how to set your New Year resolution goals so that you do achieve them. The first thing that you need to do is to write down your goals. By writing your goals down properly, you substantially increase the chances of you achieving them, and you'll set yourself apart from about 90% of the population who don't write them down. It's important to write your New Year's resolution goals down as a promise to yourself, which is in detail with why you want them, and sign it to ensure you achieve success. Ideally, write your goals on a large piece of paper, and then put them on a wall somewhere prominent in your house, so you see them and read them frequently every day. That way, you won't get to forget about them. It's also a good idea to say them out loud as you read them each day. If you don't write out your goals, like most people don't, then they'll remain as vague ideas, with only vague plans in your head, which will probably result in you failing or only getting incremental results at best. There's something magical and special that happens when you write your goals down. By doing this, it reduces the opportunity to forget them, unlike verbal goals, and it provides an irrevocable document that commits you to make your goals your reality. Writing your goals down creates a confirming action, and it'll make them more believable. When you personally put your commitments to yourself on paper, you're much more likely to live up to the goals that you've written. And when your goals are written in a specific language style than I'm about to explain, then they're more likely to create a magical pull for you to believe what you've written. Another reason that a written commitment on New Year's resolution goals is important is that it requires more effort than a verbal one. The effect of more effort is that it will create a greater ability to influence your attitude to your own commitment to your own future. Now I'm going to look at how to actually write your goals. It's very important that you know how to write your goals, so it's more likely that you'll achieve them. This will work with anything that you want to achieve in life. Often people will confuse the goal with the how they're going to achieve it. So your goals must be very specific and clear. It's not good enough just to say that you're going to start going to the gym in the coming year or you're going to lose weight. If your goals are vague and uninspiring, you'll not achieve them. A meaningful New Year's resolution will probably be relational and involve other people, such as your family. You need to think through exactly what your goal is going to be, why you're going to do it, where you're going to do it, and at what time you're going to do it. I'm now going to explain the steps that you need to follow in writing your goals down. The difference between success and failure in writing goals is having a clear outcome and taking action on that outcome. So the first thing that you need is belief and an outcome that is perfectly clear. People who are successful in achieving their goals are the ones who have faith and belief in their vision. They have faith in what they're going to accomplish. You can't hit a goal that is fuzzy and not specific. When you write your goals, you need to have certain important information included to increase the likelihood of you achieving it. I'll now list what your goals need to include in them. So, first of all, what is it that you want to achieve? I've already covered this previously, so I'm not going to talk about it anymore. You also need today's date that you're setting the goal. And you also need to have the date that you intend to achieve the goal by. If you don't have a deadline, then you don't have any urgency. So the date that you intend to achieve it by is very important. If your goals revolve around an amount, it's important to specify how much. If you're aiming to make an amount of money, or pay off an amount of debt or lose weight, it's important to be specific about the amount and put a number to it. Also, you need to write down the emotional benefits of achieving the goals. How will it make you feel when you achieve it? You need to know why you want what you want in your goals. Why do you want to achieve your goals? That's very, very important. How will achieving your goals benefit you? Without a purpose, you're unlikely to achieve it. Most people will focus most of the time on the what and almost leave the why as a minor consideration in their New Year's resolutions.
This is the wrong approach and the priority is imbalanced. By knowing what the why is, it clarifies your goals and it keeps you focused. You need to specifically figure out what your reasons are and your motivation is for achieving of your goals. What does it mean to you to achieve your goals? What will be the emotional benefit when you achieve your goals? How will you feel when you do achieve them? When you feel like quitting, working towards your achievement of your goals, remembering why you want to achieve your goals is a fantastic motivator to ensure that you keep working towards it in any case. Next is evidence of accomplishment. When you achieve your goals, what evidence will there be that you've achieved it? For example, if you have an income goal, then you'll be able to look at your bank account statement and see the money credited to your bank account. If you're aiming to lose weight, you can see the reading on the scales when you stand on them. Also, where will you be when you see the evidence of accomplishment? What I mean by that is, when you see the evidence of accomplishing your goals, what environment will you be in? Will you be in your house? Or will you be in your office? Or in front of your computer? Or somewhere else? Also, you need to include as many of your five senses as you can in your goal. Sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell. And what reward will you give yourself? It's very important that when you set your goals, it's important to include in your plan how much better life will be for you and the important people in your life when you achieve your New Year's resolution goals. Also, you need to find a way of rewarding yourself with something nice when you achieve your goals to celebrate achieving it and include it in your plan. The reward needs to be exciting enough to motivate you to take the action required. Also, when you write your goals, you need to write it in the present tense as if you've already achieved it or them and use as many of your senses as possible. The idea of this is so that when you read your goals, you can visualize yourself already achieving them. Make it as detailed as you can using evidence of accomplishment. Also, use time-based evidence of you having just achieved it. And also include the nice reward that you're going to give yourself when you have. The idea is that when you read your goals to yourself, you automatically see a visual representation of you having already achieved the goal. The goal should be written so clearly so that if you were to read it to a 10-year-old child, they'd understand exactly what your goal is and they'd be able to explain it back to you in detail. Once you've written your goal, it should be something like this. I, Neil Ball, am sitting in my house with my family in the UK. The date is January the 1st, 2015, and I've just been looking at my bank account, staring at the money that I've earned from the January the 2nd, 2014 to January the 1st, 2015. And as I add it up, I see that I've earned £200,000 from working at home, doing internet marketing training and personal development coaching. I smile to myself and slowly it turns into a big grin. For a moment, as I look outside and enjoy the view of the trees in my garden on this wintry day, I can hear the faint noise of the traffic in the distance and I think back over the last 12 months. I can't believe how easy it has been to make £200,000 in 1 year. Now, just to reward myself, I'm booking a holiday to Disney World for myself, my wife and the kids. Most people do not bother to take the time to write a goal that is crystal clear and as a result they don't achieve anything. Once you're clear on what you want, then you can set about planning how you're going to achieve it. By applying the principles that I've mentioned up to now and setting your goals and then taking action each and every day, you'll make progress towards realising your desires. The next thing is to plan how you're going to accomplish your goals. Having goals and knowing why you want to achieve them is a great starting point, but without a plan of how you're going to achieve them, it's just wishful thinking and you'll probably fail to achieve them. Your goals should be broken down as much as possible into the simple task and include all of the major steps needed that you can think of. You need to include a way of measuring your progress, because you can't master what you can't measure. You need to create a realistic plan for achieving your goals based on what you've got and your skills and your ability. It's very important that you're realistic about your abilities. This is one of the reasons that people will fail, because they overestimate what they're capable of. With a plan that has steps, milestones, dates and measurable amounts, you can then monitor where you are, and when you're not on target, you can adjust what you're doing so that you achieve your New Year's resolution goals. The small mile points encourage you to achieve the big results by achieving small successes along the way, and they'll keep you motivated. If there are things that you don't know, then you just include the things that you do know at present, but don't let not knowing everything prevent you from taking action. The plan will allow you to turn your small action steps into habits each day. If your plan does not provide things that you can measure and keep track of your success, then it's not a very good one. You should also track your progress once you start taking action. At the beginning of the goal setting process, you made a plan of how and when you're going to achieve them. This was your best estimate of what it was going to take. As you progress towards achieving your goals, you should monitor and log your progress towards your milestones and goals, as well as any problems and what you did to solve them. Notes should be made at regular intervals so that you're able to see easily what is working and what is not. By tracking your progress, it will be easy to adjust your plan so that you're able to work and progress towards your plan efficiently. As you see progress towards your goal and you hit your milestones, write it down, and this will fuel your motivation. Also, if you end up with a major problem, then you'll be able to see from your notes what you did to cause the problem, which should allow you to make the adjustments required to correct the problem. When you hit your goals, you should also write down when you did this. The tracking of your progress will allow you to identify problems early on before they become big problems and take preventative action to overcome them. As you achieve your goals, you'll start to believe in yourself more, and you'll believe that you can achieve even more in life. Expect unexpected problems. When you first set your goals in your New Year's resolution, you'll be very confident that you'll succeed. The reality may not be quite as straightforward, because there'll be unexpected challenges and setbacks that could completely derail you if you're not prepared. Clearly, you may not know what these problems will be before they happen, but it's better to expect unexpected problems than to think that there won't be any. If you want your goals badly enough, then even when faced with obstacles, challenges, and unexpected problems, you'll pay the price in time and effort to pursue them. Next, I'm going to talk about how to ensure that you achieve your New Year's resolution goals. You need to become an expert on what you're trying to achieve. It's important that you understand what it is that you're trying to achieve. You need to become an expert on how to achieve your specific goal or goals. Get information from experts on what you're doing by reading books and reading about it on the internet, and watching training videos and listening to training audios. And as you learn more, be willing to adjust your plan as you go. Expect that there'll be setbacks and adjust as you go. If it doesn't look like you're going to hit your goal, be prepared to increase the amount of time needed if required. This is not giving yourself permission to be less than 100% committed, but it is giving yourself permission to adjust if the goal turns out to be unachievable in the time period set. Tell everyone you know about your New Year's resolution. Often, if you make a New Year resolution that's a private decision to do something, it'll be too weak and you'll fail because it's too easy to forget about it then. By sharing your New Year's resolution and telling as many people as you can about it, you're making yourself accountable and putting yourself on the line with a personal commitment to them, and you're going to be motivated and more likely to achieve your goals because you have your pride on the line. Also, You should ask those people to support and encourage you in your journey to achieving your goals. The best way to do this is to make a list of all the people that you most want to respect you, and then tell them about it personally and using social media such as Facebook. If you really want to make this commitment even more effective, then get some business cards printed and print your commitment on the back of them and give them to everyone in your list personally. Then, every time you think about quitting, imagine how the people on your list will think less of you if you can't stick to your own commitment. Obviously, when you do achieve your goals, then all of those people will respect you even more. As long as the people on your list do not have a crab mentality, then they'll encourage you to achieve your goals. You may not feel comfortable sharing your goals and making yourself accountable to everyone who is important to you, but if you're not prepared to put yourself through being uncomfortable doing this, then you'll also probably not be prepared to do what it takes to achieve your goals. And without this accountability, it's more likely that you'll fail as well. If you fail to achieve your New Year resolution, or you find yourself drifting off track in achieving your New Year resolution, you should look at your original plan and adjust it so you can regain momentum. Failing to hit the target is not a reason to give yourself permission to quit. It may be that you set your goal too high and it was actually unachievable. Maybe you've never tried to do what you're trying to achieve, and it's only as you do it that you discover this and therefore adjust to a more realistic level. Or maybe you set yourself too many goals and it's not possible for you to dedicate yourself to all of them at the same time as balancing your work and your family commitments. As I said earlier, look at the list and prioritise what you want and consider putting one or some of the commitments on hold whilst you dedicate yourself to achieving the most important ones. Ideally, only focus on one of them and achieve that first. The truth is that by doing too much at once, you're virtually guaranteeing that you'll fail at everything. Remember also that being consistent and persistent are some of the key components to success in anything. It's highly unlikely that you'll achieve your goals overnight. Also, you'll experience setbacks along the way, but just carry on in any case. There is a saying that says that those that last always finish first. Review your goals periodically. As I mentioned earlier, it's important to read your plan for achieving your resolutions regularly, but it's also important to review it at regular intervals and compare where you are with your plan to check your progress. If it's not going to plan, then it's good to understand why it isn't and adjust and recalibrate your plan to allow for that so that you stay on course. As long as you don't make excuses and there are unexpected reasons, then this is okay. It's better to achieve 80% of a goal by this time next year than 0% because you've quit. Inspiration. Inspiration is the fuel that will drive you to achieve the great things that you know that you're capable of. It will assist you in achieving your New Year's resolution goals when you're hit with unexpected difficulties. The inspiration is like a well that you can tap into to give you an energy boost when you're hit with the challenges that you don't expect. Your inspiration may come from books, videos, audios, or other motivated people, or on the internet. It's useful to have a list of things that inspire you that you can quickly and easily access when you have moments of doubt. Associate with people who share the same or similar goals. You don't need to be alone when you set off on the journey to achieve your goals. The support of people who matter to you will help you a lot in your cause. Obviously, if the people that matter to you have a crab mentality, then you need to find a way of associating with people who don't. It's also an extremely good idea to join a group of people who want to achieve the same or similar to you. Research has shown that people are more likely to succeed in attaining the goals when they associate with people who share a similar objective or aspiration, because they'll provide support, scrutiny, and have an expectation of you. If you want to lose weight, then join something like Weight Watchers, which will increase your commitment, your motivation, and your accountability. If you want success in your life, then associate with people who want the same. I have some information, as I've mentioned previously, at the end on how you can do this. Or if you want to create an online home business, then at the end of this training, I have some information that will provide you with the right support and information to ensure that you succeed. If you're doing something else, then join some group that is relevant to what you're doing. Use the internet to find the local groups, such as local meetups, breakfast clubs, and others. It is very important that you're crystal clear about the significance of your goals. Otherwise, you'll soon be finding excuses to give yourself permission to wriggle out of achieving these New Year resolutions and forgetting about it yet again. When you're clear on what you want and why you want it and where you're going, it's impossible to become distracted or to become depressed or fall into a lot of the other traps that most people fall into. Consistency is the key. Remember, the most common reason New Year's resolutions and goals fail is old habits. When you achieve your goals, it isn't time to rest on your laurels. It's time to set another goal and to look for other ways that you can improve your life. To find out more about how I can help you grow as a person so you can leverage the power of the internet to be free to achieve your dreams, go to www.workwithneilball.com/take action. And when you get there, enter your email address. Again, go to www.workwithneilball.com/take action. So now it's time to take action and make your goals a reality and make this year the best year ever. I'll speak to you soon.